Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sarianis. I'm your host. I'm a third non-black belt and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Taekwondo is a member of the Believe Sports Network. Do you believe? Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. Today's episode is presented by Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. I am super excited to bring you today's episode. We have interviewed, she's kind and decent enough to talk to me after a long day of work, getting ready to shoot a movie in Prague, and that is Daniel Bernhardt. Daniel is an accomplished martial artist, writer, producer, film fight choreographer, actor. He has really done it all, and he is certainly known to you. Even if you don't know his name, you will know his face. He started out as a male model. He's got the model looks even till today, chiseled, strong, but he is a dynamic martial artist and a dynamic fighter and a terrific actor. He was the star of Kickboxer 2, taking the Jean-Claude Van Damme role in the sequel. He starred in numerous movies, including John Wick movies, The Matrix movies. He is a great scenes in the movie Atomic Blonde. He was in and did the fight choreography for the movie last year, big hit that we reviewed, Nobody with Bob Odenkirk. He's one of the folks on the bus. You go back and watch that. He's got a little bit of a different look, but it's him. He has had one of the greatest scenes from the show on HBO, the hit show Barry. You'll remember him from the scene where there's an assassination attempt on someone who turns out to be a Taekwondo champion and medalist. And that is my guest today, Daniel Bernhardt. I'm talking today to Daniel about and bringing you this episode. Not about a martial arts movie, not about a martial arts action movie, but about a great movie that comes from a friend of the show, Jesse V. Johnson. We've spoken to Jesse in the past. We spoke to him around the release of, I think about Avengement, but he, together with Scott Atkins and Stu Small, have made such great movies as The Accident Man, and I hear The Accident Man 2 is coming, the Debt Collector films, Avengement. Really, really some terrific movies. Mercenary, starring Dominique Vandenberg. I could just go on and on about Jesse V. Johnson's accomplishments. He got together with Daniel Bernhardt for a film. It's a war piece. Nina Bergman is the star of the film. Louis Mandelor, Daniel Bernhardt playing a Nazi SS officer. Dominique Vandenberg, as I said, and numbers of other people that you will recognize. This is a terrific film. Our review of this film will drop on October 28th. Look out for that. It is a film that you really do need to see. It is being brought to you by Wellgo USA, the company that brought you the latest Donnie Yen film, Raging Fire, Hydra, The Paper Tigers, the Hi-Ya channel on cable as an add-on to Amazon. We talked about that and we did a program on that as well. So those are the folks that are bringing you this terrific film. I suggest that you take it in. The acting is high level. And as I talked to Daniel, he is not just a great martial arts movie star, but he is a tremendous actor. His acting in this film is as good as you will see in any film, as is the rest of the cast. So I suggest you check out Hell Hath No Fury, a Jesse V. Johnson film with Daniel Bernhardt, my guest today. I suggest you go over to Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. As you know, football season's in full effect here in the United States, and we are getting deep into the season. We're about to head into the World Series. We have hockey season starting. So go to Bet Online, and you can bet on all of your sports. Check out all your sportsbook action. BetOnline.ag, and check out Hell Hath No Fury, and check out any of these other great films that include today's guest, a real gentleman, and I look forward to speaking to him again, Daniel Bernhardt.
You get started over here. Great. We're good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you wonderful, and I can see you wonderful. Can you actually see me? Because I can't see myself.
No, I cannot. I can only see DB.
Oh, because how about this? Start video.
Oh, there you go. That's terrific. That is great. How are you?
I'm good.
So you are coming to me today and to us, even though we're not live, you are been gracious enough to, let me just shut this, to come to us from across the ocean there. You're somewhere
I'm in beautiful Prague.
Oh, beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. I assume you're making a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
I'll be here for a long time. I'll be here till March.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. It's good to be gainfully employed. Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us. It's really, really nice of you to do this. I know it's late over there. I know you've been working all day. So
no, it's not. It's only 6:30.
Oh, it's only 6:30?
Yeah, only 6:30. I just came back from work. A lot of training today. Nothing. We're not shooting yet. We're not shooting till December 1st.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So for those of us that are unfamiliar with you, which I'm sure is very few, we're speaking today to Daniel Bernhardt. Is that the right way to say it? Bernhardt?
Perfect. Bernhardt. Yeah. Bernhardt.
Very good.
Absolutely. Ooh,
many of you would know from his unbelievable movie career, John
Thank
Wick.
You.
He was in Matrix movies. He's been in an unbelievable number of films, commercial with Jean-Claude Van Damme. And we're talking today about a little bit of a different film for him, a terrific film that's coming out, Jesse V. Johnson film called Hell Hath No Fury, which is an amazing film, really, really blew me away. And your performance really blew me away.
Oh,
so I'm really happy to talk.
Very kind.
That was a great, you know, for we'll sort of circle back a little bit in the short time that we have, talk a little bit about your career. But in getting the screener, you know, in having spoken to Jesse in the past in terms of some of the Scott Adkins stuff that he's done, in having done stuff with Dominique and knowing that Louis Mandelor was going to be in the film and you were going to be in the film, I really didn't know what to expect. I sort of expected, you know, a quasi-martial arts. Yeah. This one is a very, very different kind of a film, but it is really, really a well-made film in its own genre. And I think action buffs, war buffs. So tell us a little bit, give us your little brief synopsis of the film and your role, and then we'll circle it back a little bit.
You know, it was, can you hang on one second?
Sure, of course. Take your time.
So, you know, this was a really, really interesting journey for me. You know, I've met Jesse through a friend a while back. And ironically, I have two friends who go, you got to meet this guy, Jesse Johnson. He really wants to meet you. So we met and we totally hit it off. And, you know, we just met. We didn't talk about a particular project. I knew his films. He knew my movies. We just started to talk about films in general, just the movies we love, the kind of actors we like. And he just had a great, great conversation. And he goes, you know, hey, be awesome to work together one day. And, you know, time passes, a few months went by, maybe a half a year. I don't remember. Out of the blue, he calls me, Daniel, I got this script. I want you to play an SS officer. And it's an amazing role. I said, sure. Let me read the script. And I read the script and I was just like, wow, blew me away. This SS officer who was in love with a French resistance fighter who gets conned by her. It's just this incredible, fun, beautiful movie. And like you said, I was really blown away what Jesse did. Blew me away from all the films he's done. You know, he did a movie called Avengement, which I really loved with Scott.
Yeah, sure. Great movie.
Which is actually, I think, Scott's best movie. And I just really, really liked that film. But what Jesse did with this film is really beyond, because it's not an action film. It's not an action film. It's like an action drama action. I mean, sure, there's beautiful action in it, but it's more about the drama in the film. And another thing that blew me away was like how much time, you know, we were on a time schedule, like how much time Jesse spent on the acting scenes. It was all about the acting. And he gave me this great opportunity. He goes, Daniel, it's this great part. You can speak German because I'm Swiss.
Right.
I want you to speak German, and I want you to speak English with a German accent, and I want you to speak French. So you have to do this French monologue. It was very, very unique.
Now, I think when people see this film, one of the things that's really interesting to me is because you're known for being a martial artist and a martial arts action star, but there's a lot of tremendous
action
nuance.
Star,
you're action star. Yes. I think you're an action star. Oh, you're also a producer, director, right? I would have talked a little bit about Fetched, which I actually watched in anticipation of this, which I really enjoyed also.
Thank you.
That the short film that you made.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of nuance to your performance in this one because it's a little bit hard as you're watching the film. It's intuitively and instinctively, right? Certainly members of the SS are, you instinctively feel disdain for them, right? And it's easy to play them as a caricature, but there's nuance to your role because your character is in so many ways an extremely likable guy, and he's extremely, it's easy to feel sympathetic towards aspects of his romance and aspects of the position that he's in without giving away way too much. But in doing that, it evidenced for me that you have just a real high level of acting chops. Tell me a little bit about, where did that come from? Is that something that is honed? Because that's obviously, you know, Jesse and I, one of the things we've always talked about is the elevation of action films where the story and the action are on the same par, where it's not a situation where the action is great, but the story and the acting is subpar, that his dream is always to have those things be on par. This movie's like a perfect example of that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, it's very kind what you're saying. It's very nice. I'm very flattered by your compliments about the acting. You know, I've been in the game now for a long time. I did my first film in 95. That's a long time ago.
And which one was that? Tell us which one that was.
Bloodsport 2.
Yes,
Bloodsport 2. I replaced Van Damme. And I remember I got this opportunity to star in Bloodsport 2. And I mean, I wasn't an actor. I was a model who was living in Paris and New York, who got an opportunity to do this film, Bloodsport 2, came to LA in 93, stuck around for 2 years. The movie was yes, no, yes, no. And then finally I made it in 95. And, you know, I took it very seriously. I went to acting class, but I was very green. I was an actor for maybe a year. I mean, how good can you be? And I tried the best I could, but I kind of fell in love with acting. And over time, I spent a lot of time in acting class, did a lot of drama school, and really, really loved it. I took it very, very seriously. I took it as seriously as I did the martial arts. And you know, just over time, just life, getting older, learning, reading a lot, working with amazing actors, I had this opportunity to work with some of the most amazing actors. I mean, I did a film with Charlize Theron.
Yes, that's a great film. Also.
I mean, Oscar winner. And I have this opportunity to play opposite her and do an acting scene and a fight scene with her. I mean, I remember on Atomic Blonde, it was just, I watched her do her scene. And this is what I do. I do fight movies. I do action. I do fights all day long. And I watch her do her fight scene. And I go, because I don't know if you remember in Atomic Blonde, there was like this really massive fight that was 50 minutes long.
Yes.
And the way David Leitch, a very good friend of mine, directed the film, and Sam Hargrave was the second unit director. And the way we shot it was because Charlize was so talented that we did these long, long takes, sometimes 15 to 20 moves. And I remember there was a part where we're fighting and the camera, like I hit her and she falls on the ground and the camera's on her and I'm off camera. And she falls into like a door or a wall and she slides to the ground and she's hurting and she gets up. And I'm like, and I'm off camera watching her, but I'm ready to come back onto camera. And I'm watching her and I'm going like, wow, holy crap. That what she put into that moment, how she was hurting, how she was looking at me off camera. I was like, watch this. And I came back in and I was like,
Well, that's, I think in those films, a lot of times what you feel, what the audience can feel and why they do work well is because there's that synergy of the energy, that synergy of people working off of each other that raise each other up. I think it's nothing more awkward than when you watch a movie and it's very unbalanced, right? Somebody's there either on the action side or on the acting side and you go, wow, that person's great. But the scene is a little hard to watch. Right. Right. So I think when it works, it really is 2 + 2 = 6. And that's perfect. Yeah. That is an absolute perfect example of that.
It was wonderful. And like through my career, I mean, like I said, 95, my first movie, you do the math, how many years, it's a lot of years. Had the opportunity to work with another amazing actor, Keanu Reeves, who's one of my favorites. I did 4 movies with him. Matrix Reloaded, John Wick 1, John Wick 2, John Wick 3. And, you know, another amazing actor. Absolutely. Very underrated actor, I think. I mean, he is, the way he plays John Wick, oh my God.
I think he's underrated. And we did a program on whether or not he really is the number one martial arts movie star in the world. Because the fact of the matter is that really, I mean, look at the movies that he's had, that the combined visibility and the combined gross of the films that he's had that are in the martial arts action genre. I mean, from, you know, those films, the John Wick films, the Matrix films, and then the other pieces, Man of Tai Chi, 47 Ronin, you know, other things of that nature. So.
And extremely dedicated, how hard he trains, you know. I had a pleasure working with Jason Statham, who was an amazing actor. I did 2 films with him. I just did a movie called Nobody, maybe 2 years ago with Bob Odenkirk, who is unbelievable.
That's a phenomenal film. Our review of that one was called Nobody is John Wick for the Everyman, because that really is that's a terrifically funny, well-timed, but the action in that film is terrific. So
I was actually the fight coordinator of that one, co-fight coordinator.
Terrific. It's absolutely terrific.
The pleasure training Bob.
It's just incredible. I think, and again, one of the things that worked so well in that movie is that you have a situation where you took a guy who's not known for those types of roles, and it would have been easy to turn around and have him be, you know, shoot with him, and then all of a sudden a million stunt scenes that were not really believable to watch, a lot of shaky cam and things. That's not what occurred in that film. That the fights in that film are gritty, they're hardcore. And you feel the blows that he feels. I mean, he's not a guy who walks out of there like a superhero. You know, you feel the blows that he feels. So that's wonderful.
That's what we wanted. That's what we wanted in that film. The director was very clear about it. David Leitch was a producer on it. Sure. Greg Remare, a good friend of mine, shot the action. I'm sorry. He was the second unit director, and it was an incredible teamwork. Bob worked his butt off. I remember about a year and a half before we did the film, or maybe 2 years before, I was approached by Kelly McCormick, who is David Leitch's wife, and they're producing the movie, and they came up to me and said, "Hey, Daniel, how do you feel about training Bob Odenkirk?" I said, "Oh, I love Bob. I think he's a fantastic actor." And he goes, "Well, you got to be in the movie anyways. You might as well train him." So I started training him, and him and I just hit it off. And Bob had this amazing energy. He was a guy he was a writer. He's a comedy writer. He didn't really do sports. He hikes and he rides the bicycle. That's about it. And he's a writer. And then he comes in with me, and it was like this incredible challenge. And it was actually one of my mentors, Chad Stahelski, sure, who said to me, "You want to get better? Teach." Because he's my teacher. I take his class. So he goes, "Teach." And I took the Bob Odenkirk as a project. It was a project for me. I'm going to teach him. That makes me better. So I taught him, and we became close friends. And I just saw the energy he put in. He would not quit.
Seems to be a common theme in terms of the people that you admire. And I think what Chad said and what you said about teaching is so true. I think it's true in martial arts training as well. I think that once you go from becoming a student to becoming an instructor, your ability to analyze what it is that you do and then be able to break it down for somebody else to help them to do it,
yes,
it helps us to raise our level. And I think it does catapult you to a different level if you're able to do it effectively. Some people can't. Some people fail at that level. But if you're able to do it effectively, it helps to catapult your own understanding of what it is that you're doing.
It made me better.
Absolutely.
I just did a movie like a half a year ago. I had the pleasure working with Allison Janney, another Oscar winner. So I trained her and I did a fight scene with her in an acting scene, and she was just unbelievable to unbelievable. So, yeah.
That's great. Now, part of you trained where Bob trained is the same place that you train on a regular basis. It's the same place where. So I know that in watching, I think I watched your interview. I love Scott's Art of Action. I watched your interview with Scott on that. And you talked about the fact that you train pretty much on a daily basis.
Every day. It's like my home away from home.
So I tell go there me, when it's October and you're on a on location until March, what takes the place of that for you? I know you're acting
like
you're
right doing now something. All day I was at the gym. We have a little gym at the studio here in Prague, and I was teaching and choreographing and rehearsing and doing my own training. So I do basically, it doesn't matter where I am, I do the same thing. I always do the same thing. I miss 87-Eleven because it's just such a great place. All my friends are there. But right now, because after COVID, everybody got so busy and just everybody's gone. The place is like empty. Nobody is there. Usually it's all busy, but now nobody's there. Everybody's working on projects. John Wick is going on right now. John Wick 4.
Sure, I saw.
They're in Paris right now. I may go visit this weekend. Unfortunately, right. I can't do it because I'm doing this.
Those are good problems to have, though, right? Those are good conflicts to have.
Yeah. Well, Chad is a really good friend of mine, so you know I always want to try to work.
That's
with
great.
Him. This movie I got here is just extraordinary. I got
it. It's is it a martial arts film, an action film?
No. It's one of the biggest action franchises. It's huge.
Oh,
it's
wow. Huge. That's great.
A very good friend of mine is directing it. Sam Hargrave, you probably know.
Sure.
I'm very, very grateful to be here. I'm always grateful that I'm working, you know, that people still call me and ask me to work. And I'm always like, hey, I fooled them again.
That's great. Far from that, though, it's great. I love what Sam did in the Hemsworth piece with the photography and with the cinematography on that, with the one camera shoot and the things that he did with some of the action scenes there for that the Netflix project. That was really, really, really impressive stuff. He's a very, very talented, guy. So the heart of where we're now in terms of promoting that film, you're in the middle of making a film now. It's the world's in kind of a crazy kind of a place for Hell Hath No Furies. Is the kind of stuff that you're doing now to promote it the kind of stuff that we're doing today, talking to people, things like that? Or are there any, because it's a relatively, I didn't research this, but I would imagine just based on the release of it, it's a relatively, even though it doesn't look like it, a relatively low budget film in terms of that it was made, you know, that Jesse really stretched the dollar on, you know, on that one. So is there a lot of stuff happening in promotion of it?
We literally just started. I know our lead actress, Nina Bergman, who's, by the way, terrific in the film.
Phenomenal.
She kills the movie. I mean, she is the movie. An amazing actress. It was amazing for me to work with her. And again, you know, like you were saying earlier, the character I played, you know, we were lovers in the movie and we were in love with each other. And she just did. We just had such a great chemistry in the film, and it really, really, really worked. You know, I really don't do films like that. That's not really something I would do. And that's why I'm very, very grateful to Jesse, that Jesse called me, that he had to trust in me to play this. And there was no auditioning. You know, he never called me and said, hey, Daniel, can you audition for this? I just want to see how you play the scene. He just gave me the job. I mean, there was a lot of trust. And I'm sure Jesse was like sweating, you know, when we did the first thing, like, hopefully he gets it.
I know that he put a lot into it, and I know that he thought it out. And he comes from the side of the camera where he understands being doing stunt work himself and doing acting work himself. He understands the entire, and it really did come together. The entire cast on it is really terrific.
Think about this. This is a movie. He knows what kind of movies I do. I do more action movies, you know, John Wick, Atomic Blonde, which actually had some good character parts in it. Like I played a great character in John Wick. I played a cool character in Atomic Blonde. But still, the trust he had to give me this was just acting. I mean,
not one kick. I know, not one roundhouse kick, not one spinning back kick, nothing.
It was all, he never auditioned me. He never questioned my French. He goes, can you speak French? I said, yeah, I'll work on it. I used to be fluent, but I worked on it. He knew I spoke German, but even though I'm Swiss, so it was really, I had to put a lot of time into the German. Because I'm Swiss, when I speak German, I have a Swiss accent in my German. So I had to work on it that I sound more like a normal German guy, you know?
Well, I would imagine that there are many more acting only potential parts for you coming down the road after people see this one, because you're
think so?
Yeah. You know, you have the charisma, the charm, the good looks. You did a great job. You really was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. No, it was something else. Let me ask you about the because again, last night in anticipation of this, I had heard you talk about it, and I watched your short film. How did that come about? Because that's really well made. I expected that you were in it. I didn't realize that you weren't in it. You wrote it, right? You produced, directed it.
I wrote it, directed, produced it.
Did all the stunt choreography and fight choreography
that,
on
that,
it?
That I didn't. That oh, was Chad Elske and David Leitch.
Oh, so
the way how this project came about was, that was a long time ago, by the way. You know that, right?
I remember that I saw that the year was a while ago, and there were some indications of it from the dress and such.
15 years ago.
Was it really? I didn't realize it was that long.
It was 15 years ago. There was a time I got injured. I had a bad shoulder injury, and I couldn't work for about 7 months, 8 months. So I went to Chad and Dave. They were both at the time stunt coordinators and fight coordinators who wanted to become second unit directors. So I went up to Chad and I said, "Hey, Chad, I have this idea. I want to direct." And he goes, "Great, let's do something." So I came up with an idea. And then Chad pitched me the idea. "Hey, how about David? David wants to be an actor." I said, "Sure. He'll pay for half of the short." I'm like, "He's in."
That's great.
Dave is a great actor. So I wrote it, I directed, produced it with Dave. And Chad was actually the action director, fight coordinator. And it was the very, very beginning of 87-11. All the guys are in it. Danny Hernandez, Joe.
Yeah, there's a tremendous, I saw that at the end. I mean, the number
in it. Yeah. All the guys from 87-11 are in it. And it was just a really, really fun project. And then the weirdest thing happened. People went crazy. People absolutely loved it. People wanted to make a TV show out of it, wanted to make a film out of it. And it just never was the right fit. Everybody came up to me and said, "Hey, Dan, we want to do it, but we don't want to use David." I said, no, I don't have to do it.
Right.
It's either David or nothing, because I really thought David did a fantastic job.
He did. He did a good job.
Fantastic job. And now, of course, the funny thing is, after Fetch was done, Chad and Dave became like the biggest second unit directors. They started hiring me as an actor again. And my career kind of changed as an actor. So the whole thing kind of went like this. Zip. They became the biggest directors in the world, you know, with John Wick and Atomic Blonde and all of the films they're doing, which is incredible. And I kind of got more into performing. But I'm still working very hard on the directing. I may be directing something next year, something I'm still very interested in. But I have time, you know.
Sure.
It's not running away.
That's great. And that was really sort of my next question is that where you see the future for you? You've certainly extended and exceeded the life of an action star, right? And you're still going strong and doing well. You've had a tremendous career as an action star, as a martial arts movie star, moving into more acting. What do you see for the future for yourself? Is it more a combination of doing more acting only, a combination of doing that, directing, producing, fight choreography, all of those things? What's your passion?
You know what's really funny? I like it all. For me, as long as I can be on a movie set, I love what I do. For me, being on set is the greatest thing. Just making, creating movies. I've written scripts. I've directed. I've produced. I've did fight choreography. I did stunt choreography. I like it all. And I think that's actually a good quality to have, because like when I did Nobody, I had my producer buddy call me and say, "Hey, Braden Aftergood," he called me, "Hey, Daniel, what do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I'm doing nothing right now. What do you got?" He goes, "Well, would you be interested in training Alice and Janney and play a part in the movie?" I'm like, "Why not?" So somebody can call me and say, "Hey, I want you to direct sec." I'd be very interested in second unit. I'd be very interested in directing. I'm very interested in acting because I love acting. But then I also love to do action fights. I love to do fights. The movie I'm doing right now, I have a big role in it, but I'm going to do big fights.
That's great.
So why just focus on one thing? Why not see what the universe gives me? You know, I'm very open.
That's great. That's great. And I'm excited to see it. And I think we're all excited to see what is coming down the road for you. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with this project that you're working on. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it as it unfolds. I'm excited to see the public response to Hell Hath No Fury. I'm certain that it will be on, you know, we're speaking to Lewis on Tuesday, I think. I've never spoken with him.
He was something else. He's a very, very good actor. And he made me a really nice compliment, which I really, really appreciated. Chad Sahelski calls me an action actor. And so somehow Lewis and I were talking about something. I go, I'm more like an action actor. And we did the final scene. Do you remember the scene at the cemetery?
Yes.
The standoff between Nina, myself, and him.
Sure.
And after the scene, he comes up to me and goes, dude, you're not an action actor. You're an actor.
That's great. That is very, very nice.
And I was like, you know what, dude? I really appreciate that. That's very kind of you. You know?
He is great to watch.
He's a really good actor. Yeah.
He is really, I have to say that I really like all of the Jesse and Scott films and Stu Small stuff. And I love the Debt Collector movies, but he is just so incredible. His screen presence in those.
Is just, great face, great look, great actor.
You just can't help but laugh, you know, in laughing with him. And I really just loved his, him in it.
You know what I think? Jesse has a real gift. You know what I think? Jesse has this incredible gift of putting great people together in a movie. His casting is phenomenal. Like every part he picked in this movie is great. Timothy's awesome. Nina.
Absolutely.
I got very lucky. Now, of course I can. I got very lucky with this. And Dominique is actually really good in the movie.
He's terrific. And I loved his movie, The Mercenary. I loved The Mercenary also. That is a really good movie.
I was really impressed how good he was.
He's amazingly talented. His ability to use weapons, his skill with a knife is just phenomenal. But he has great. That movie is one where he plays a very Charles Bronson like, you know, very little dialogue, low key brewing, but really, really terrific. So everybody in the movie. I mean, this your movie didn't have a huge cast of main people, but everybody is just essential to the success of the film. So I'm really, really looking forward to that.
When I read the script, I looked at Jesse when he offered me the part and I said, you know what, Jesse, I think this could be the one for you. This could be the one where you get the change, you know, where a studio will come up to you and go like, look what you did with the budget you had for this movie. Here, we'll give you this, go make a movie.
I agree with you. And I think it's so important that we focus in this time on, so many of the films rely on the high budgets, the special effects, and the things that make movies fun. There's tons of fun movies that are like just completely based on it. But this movie is like, again, knowing what I know about it, it is real. It's good storytelling. It's good cinematography. It's good acting, and it's done in a very tight way. In a small space in terms of geographically in a small time period. It's really, really good filmmaking. Yes,
the movie's very intimate.
That's the perfect word to describe it. Yeah. This is, to me, is classic filmmaking. This movie is like, it's up there with any of the war films that you'll ever see in terms of being really, really good. So I congratulate you on that and on your career. And for those who have followed you for a long time, I know that you have a strong fan base. I know that fan base will continue to grow. And you just, the one thing I think you're a team, I get the sense you're a team player because every single thing that you're in, whether you're the star, whether you're you're there and but you bring it. And I think that's what you describe about the people that you like to work with is that you always bring it. People know that when Daniel Bernhardt's on the screen, that you're going to get 150 cents on the dollar. So I really, really appreciate that.
I have to say, I've been very blessed how, you know, working with, I mean, the people I work with, you know, Chad Sahelski, David Leitch, Sam Hargrave, J.J. Perry, I mean, Joseph Eusebio, I mean, all those guys are just incredible. And I don't know, I just did a thing, I don't know if you saw that, I was very, very lucky to do a TV show called Barry, with Bill Hader?
I absolutely loved the scene that you were in. That show is a great show, but that is absolutely phenomenal. And if anybody hasn't had a chance, what episode was that?
That was season 2, episode 5. And the episode was called Ronnie and Lily. Ronnie and Lily is my daughter. And I mean, for your viewers, if you have not seen, they called it. I mean, I think I've never gotten more press on anything in my career.
It was absolutely hysterical. And let me ask you, so are you a big, was that your idea, Nunchuck? Is Nunchucks your idea, their idea?
Not really. Here's the thing. So do you want to hear how this all happened?
Sure, of course. I'd love to.
It was really, really funny. I get a call from a good friend of mine, Wade Allen, stunt coordinator, fight coordinator, who was coordinating on Barry. And he goes, well, Daniel, I want you to come in and read. There's a part. You're absolutely wrong for it. What they're looking for is a short guy, kind of overweight, balding, and out of shape.
Definitely not you.
But we cannot find the guy. So you're my last guy I'm going to bring in. I just want to let you know you're the complete wrong guy. I'm like, it's okay, no worries. And he gave me one advice. I want you to do nothing. That's what Bill, because Bill Hader was director.
Sure.
I want you to do nothing. Now, I understand what that means because I've been in drama school for a long time.
Sure.
And I remember one of my buddies, a good friend of mine, auditioned for it as well. And he was like, I don't know what they were saying, do nothing. What do they mean by that?
Right.
And so I went in and I met Bill Hader and he was like, oh man, Daniel. And he's like, hey, Daniel. And I'm like, hey, Bill, I really like it. He goes, oh, I love your work. And he goes, well, here, I don't want you to do nothing. Okay, I understand. So he played the scene. He did it. And Bill is a bloody genius. He's directing you. Whomp, he's acting. He's right in it, 100%. Wow. It's like this. Zip, zip. 1 second. He's directing. 1 second, he's acting.
He turns the switch. He flips the switch.
It's incredible. So I play the scene with him, and he goes, good. But I want you to do less. We did it one more time. He goes, good. Even less. We did it one more time. He goes, good. And he looks at me and he goes, look, Daniel, you're really not what I'm looking for. Your look is absolutely wrong. And there's actually a very funny interview online where he talks about it, where he goes, like, we're looking for this guy who was bald and kind of chubby. Yeah, right. And then Daniel comes in, looks like John Hamm. Like, ah. and after the audition, he comes up to me and he goes, look, just do me a favor. We'll let you know. Just don't shave. And I went like this.
You knew it.
I knew. Then I figured I had a really good chance because they had nobody else.
Right. That's all right. Whatever it takes, right?
So then about the nunchucks, then I get a call from Wade and he goes, hey, look, Daniel, they really liked you. Just don't shave. Just try to let yourself go as much as you can. Try to gain as much as weight as you can. Don't shave. Don't cut your hair. Just let yourself go. I'm like, okay. And I think I had about 3 weeks. And then I get a text from Wade saying, hey, Daniel, Bill has this idea. Do you know how to do nunchucks? And I went like, hang on. And I was at 87-11.
Oh, wow.
That's my weapon. That was always my weapon. So I'm sending him a video with two nunchucks.
Absolutely my favorite.
And I go, watch this.
That's great.
So Bill put it right away into the movie.
That was great. It's a classic. It is absolutely, it is. It's one of the highlights when I watched that show. And I love that show. I think that show is a terrific, brilliant show.
Fantastic.
And that episode is absolutely terrific.
You know, I got nominated for like 6 Emmys, that episode.
That's amazing. I'm not surprised, though. It's a really good show. That is extremely memorable. So to any of our viewers who have the opportunity to check that out, we'll put links to that.
But more important, check out Hell Hath No Fury.
Hell Hath No Fury. Our review is coming on the 28th. This will come before, and then we're going to talk to Lewis. But
it's a fantastic movie,
and I know that everyone will agree, whether they be critics, whether they be the public. I know everybody's worried about their Rotten Tomato score. I expect this will be fresh on both ends. It's going to be. It's got to be critics have to be high 90s. The public's probably got to be way over 90 in my opinion. For me, it's
really
great. Yeah. It's a great film. You get engaged. You get sucked into the film very, very early on. You know, you sort of watch the beginning of the film. You're like, and then you're like, before you know it, you're in that scene in the graveyard. So it's a great, and she is absolutely phenomenal. She just mesmerized me in the movie.
Yeah, she Nina, killed it. You know, she cut her hair. She shaved her head.
Yeah, she was. It was really engaging. So I look forward to it. And I look forward to speaking to you again. Hopefully after you're done with this project, maybe we'll have an opportunity to speak again. And we'll circulate. And I thank you. I always thank people. I know you're busy. And I thank you for the time.
I'm sure you're busy.
So I'm never, busy. Never too busy to talk to martial artists.
I'm busy. We're all busy. So never feel bad.
Thank you.
I love to do this. I'm very grateful that I'm in this world. I'm very grateful that I can work. So for us to talk to people like you, I'm very grateful that you call on me, that I can speak to you. So never hesitate. Call
Thank
me
you.
Anytime about any project. I have another great project coming out next year called Lou for Netflix. That could be something very interesting.
That's great. We will definitely and then we'll
never feel bad to call and reach out. Okay.
Thank you, Daniel Bernhardt. Enjoy your time. I hope you get over to that France to see what's going on there on John Wick 4. And I look forward to seeing you soon. And everybody, catch Hell Hath No Fury. Like I said, our review's coming out on the 28th, and we will definitely recommend that everybody see that. So I thank you so much. All right,
Cheers.
Very good.
Thank
Be
you
well.
So
Be healthy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.